Unity Radio 254. Unity Radio 254. Welcome back to Unity Radio 254. The show is the hotspot. And people, it has been a week full of...
A lot,
by the way. Yeah. I'm still processing, though. I am still processing. Do you know, yesterday, nilikuwa nimeingia X. And the hashtag that was trending was Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Only to go on with the day. Na unapata watu wanachapana, wanararuana makofi. I mean, I don't understand why yesterday was. It was just too much.
Yeah.
Every WhatsApp group that I happened to just put my eyes on, you see women when I kana mangumi, the other guy is slapiwa na maua. I'm like, eish, chill. Sometimes we need to chill na tuelewe hii maneno that kuna vinye tunaweza badilisha. This is how life is going to be, by the way.
But I'm glad it's here. I'm happy and happy to be here. I bought a watermelon. No, don't you think, like, I'm a comrade and I don't have a fridge. But if I had a fridge, I think half of it should be full of watermelon.
Watermelon.
That will, you know, just kill the heat. Yeah, narrow, but... Yeah,
but then Narok. Narok is hot. People,
yeah.
Narok is another desert. It's so hot.
But
so
I'm
hot.
Sunburns. Like, my complexion is
one.
Three times darker than it was like 2 weeks ago. And
She's really going through a lot. It's clear.
Down.
She's really going through a lot. It is clear.
Yeah.
But anyway, people, we do have some good vibes also installed, some good conversations, as always, have a two hot conversations.
Yeah.
And today we are going to be making sure we touch on matters everything,
yeah,
including how the youth need to also be engaged.
Yes.
A lot of dances,
yeah,
that Mwarimu Rasiga hapa reo atakuwa anatuagushia.
Yeah.
But let me stop spoiling the fun. And when we come back, Takana Ri with a lot of fun. Right about now, let's start off with some Jesus Maloko vibe. It's Kusa and Calligraph Jones. The song is called Asante. You have to wake up, you have to... Tumemaliza wiki. Why should we not start the song with saying thank you to God? Ama ni aje Peggy. We'll be back, guys.
Kuna wenzangu wamelala. Leo mindo ninacho. Kuna wenzangu wajala. Tabu umenitoa kwenye shimo. Umenipo pendo swa kipimo. Wakitoa watu na minimo. Thanks Lord for the mess. Alika dhalika. Na minakosea si malaika. Sija kamilika. Kikosea tena Mungu nisame. Alika dhalika, na minakosea si malaika. Sija kamilika, kikosea tena Mungu nisame. Asante, Mungu kwa wema wote. Asante, Mungu kwa wema wote. Asante, Mungu kwa wema wote. Asante, Mungu kwa wema.
Ya, yeah, nasema asante kwa wema wote. Ukarimu wako ndo umefanya mimi nikose. Victory shiny paying full doses. And I recover even when I take my losses. Especially life you can set it kwa corner. Neno lako ndo miwa na keti na soma. Check one underestimate na jua when you performer. Cause you healed my mama tama likwa daddy corona. Another reason for me kurudisha mkono. Kwangu jawai kwa mteja, you never turned your phone off. Cause every time I call, we'll pick up. Same way, every time I fall, won't he pick up. Asante, nasema Monday to Sunday. Nangoja one day, heaven ni pande to banje. Campaigners, my pangwe na anthem. Nandoi sai, nasema asante na shangwe.
Asante, Mungu kwa wema. Asante, Mungu kwa wema. Asante, Mungu kwa wema.
How many times you many save now jokey? I can even count you ni mob sana. Ni kyo mengi woni blessed now saucy. CEO, white chair when your boss bana. In my heart umedunga base now talky. Law itajipa takani pitia a lot jana. Kono ya mate kisha rest kwa utosi. A full guaranteed akuna kitu God hana. Juni kiomba ana answer. Imagine anaponya mbaka cancer. Youth manager ni noma pata janta. Especially kauja soma mbaka campus. But ukisema kuweke chu, atakutendea wema na sepe tu. Atakuitisha any, he paid you dues. That's why kusema sante is a major boo.
Alika galika, kami nakosea si malaika. Utija kamilika, kikosea tena Mungu nisame. Alika galika, kami nakosea si malaika. Sija kamilika, kosea tena Mungu nisame. Asante, Mungu kwa wema wote. Asante, Mungu kwa wema wote. Asante, Mungu kwa wema wote. Asante, Mungu kwa wema wote.
That is Calligraph Jones and Kusa. The song is Asante and it's playing here on Unity Radio 254. The show is The Hot Spot.
Yes.
And the people, Valentine's, being the hashtag that was trending as of yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you want to be me? I don't understand. But me personally, me na John, ilikuwa nimeka somewhere. I had two lessons yesterday, guys. I had two lessons. One occupied my morning, the other one occupied my afternoon. So mimi sinibo na usiku nikakula.
Oh,
yeah.
Nyinyi ndio mlikuwa mnaambia wapo ati. Oh. Niko na presentation asubuhi na project.
Kwanza tena usiku kwanza nilijipata niko na kazi kwa ofisi. So I was like, wow. Ah. You guys go out there because lakini jana was just full of hey, kwanza hii ni masaima. There's a video.
Yeah.
Apparently someone took the video of a man and a lady. Apo tu inje
ya
gate. Enjoy in the moment.
I was like, wow. Hey.
And I was
like, I aspire to be them. I aspire. I don't care if people believe it's Kienyo.
Aki.
That is a solid, like it's a true expression of what they feel for each other.
Exactly.
So I kind of Apo. I was just like, okay.
Okay.
Nice.
And then people, but they have seen that video, it has surfaced like almost everywhere. Then I'm like, well, okay. You guys, you know you're the story of the hour.
Yeah.
You guys are the conversation.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
And they deserve to be happy. Although I promised I'd throw rocks.
So they were lucky.
I was not in a position
there.
To
throw
rocks yesterday.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
But otherwise, apart from only people having good lives and good celebrations yesterday,
yeah.
Other people were busy tearing off their hairs, their clothes, everything. Like,
okay, by the way, like if you are, especially now they are coming for ladies. If you all know you are a lady and you are fighting another lady, actually because, I don't know, they stole your man, or the man stole her, I don't know, whatever the scenario is, first of all, there is no reason for you to go out pulling another woman's hair,
and clothes,
and battering her in front of other people. First of all, that shows how uncivilized you are. You need to go back home and ask your parents to start teaching you from scratch, like, from crawling to walking to everything. Eh? And manners. I know your parents did an amazing job, but you're out here embarrassing them because you're fighting over a stupid boy who maybe even the next 2 months was going to leave you. So, please, like, first of all, there's no... Women are, we are our own enemies. Yeah. Why would you... Oh, Shona, okay, yes, there are also cases of guys fighting, but kitambo afike your point... Okay, I won't speak for them, actually. let me speak to the ladies. You, excuse, like, please, if you find out your man is cheating with a lady, and this lady has been going along with it, and she knows you exist, but she chose to be there, imagine jikate, jiheshimu na ujikate.
No, you are.
Block this man.
Yeah.
First of all, block them. The man is the problem. Not the other lady. She might also be the problem, yes. But respect yourself. Choose to be the bigger person. I know that we are in a season of where people want to be petty.
Yeah.
But please, don't waste your energy on such useless people.
Gradwana.
If a man has seen it fit to cheat on you, the problem was never you. It was always him. That means he did not know what he was going for, and he fumbled with the cigarette in his hand.
Yeah.
So if you're out there fighting because some you're embarrassing, like dishonor on you, dishonor your cow, dishonor your family, dishonor everything. Go watch Mulan. You'll understand the difference. But please, like,
very nice catch. A buyer.
You need to be amber. Whether if I ever find a group of women fighting each other, the first thing I'll do is walk away, because it's, first of all, not my business.
Yeah.
But I'll be very disappointed in both of them.
It doesn't happen that way, guys.
Why at him? Now you're pulling each other. If you find out he's cheating on you with another lady, and it's on, please, just step.
Yeah.
She was. Go cry, Uko. Go, Roshama, let's do everything you need to do, but don't stand there and fight another lady and think you're defending your man. The man doesn't even care. If he cared enough not to hurt your feelings, you'd not be in that position. And if you feel like hitting anyone, it should be him. But we do not encourage violence. We do not encourage violence here. And
yeah,
don't do that. It's embarrassing.
Ladies, you have already heard. I don't see, because a lot of videos have been walking around social media everywhere. I'm like, unaenda hii platform unapata mwanamke amevuruta. There's even this video I saw this morning. Mm-hmm. Wako kwa wamepakana tu matope. Wako tu chini wanavurutana manywele.
Yeah.
They are so nguo zao ni matope tu, yani. I'm like,
it's not even worth it. It's not even worth it. And then those people who are recording these videos.
Yes, exactly.
We also have a problem with you.
Exactly.
We also have a problem with you. There are another group of people we have a problem with. We should not be, instead of speaking to this woman or kwa
separating Tenganisha,
or just walking away and let them deal with their own issues. You're there. You're the type of people who, if let's say, for example, hypothetically, and we hope that this never happens, like a top official goes into an accident, or a top celebrity, your first reaction would be like, imagine I'm a gongwa.
Imagine, and you're busy with your camera. So, guys, I'm here with Beyonce, and as you know, Beyonce, I'm a
and
she is dying.
Instead of offering first aid,
no way.
You're there at Auna. The only people who should be allowed to film those stories is people who are in the aftermath.
It should not be there.
The math is not mathy.
Yeah.
So, hata wewe mwenye una record hapo, mwenye una record hizo video na mna enjoy tu,
and you're
saying, tabia mbaya.
And you know the thing is,
tabia mbaya.
They're even recording when they are busy pulling out their clothes.
That's,
I'm like, what? Bro, umeka hapo na simu, you're just... you're that idol, my guy. My guy, you're that idol. But anyway, ladies, one thing I can say, know your worth. Know your worth, because... Exactly. And maybe it's not even... Okay. For men, I can say maybe if you find out this woman is cheating on you, just step away.
Yeah, even for men, don't beat her.
Because There's no, by the way, violence haifanyangi anything pia. So just for ladies, make and just say, know your worth. For men, just know your worth. Because hakuna haja ufike hapo ni city hall, unaanza kuchapa mwenzako in front of people, you just slapping and punching and pulling each other's hair as like no one's business. It doesn't happen, it doesn't happen that way. Let's just accept and move on. Because trust you me, kama ingekuwa ni wewe, ange fikiria otherwise, like ati, hey, by the plan B. No, you should be plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan A. Ata sijui kama anafaa kuwa na plan. Because you should be the only reason he leaves, by the way, hapo. Then yeah, anze kufikiria, oh, I want to go. No.
But I think the best advice is, if you feel like you can't wezana, imagine just get out of the game. Just out of the game and Rudy Soko.
Just, yeah.
And Rudy Soko, na this time when you put after him too, you're going to enrich yourself.
Yeah.
Unarudi soko kwa mama mboga. Wewe unauzia watu advice manyanya ama vitu vingine.
Maroze, kama ya leo.
Wewe ni kwa kazi yako. Wewe una you're gaining business, eh?
Instead of
business,
instead skills. Of catching up with fights on the streets everywhere. Yeah. Because it was very disappointing, by the way.
Yeah, it just shows how like your level of immature, like it hurts. We are not refusing the fact that it hurts.
Yeah.
But we are not also justifying. That's just why you start, no. Me, Diggy, but wait, please. No.
Yeah. And still on Valentine's, Peggy.
Yeah.
Love is in the air, yes?
Yeah.
But so is heartbreaks. Na yotu naele? Tunaelewa. And especially for Kenyan men who have unofficially claimed the title of heartbreak champions this Valentine's. Awa ni, by the way, tusione ati vile wajenda kwa streets kupigana mangumi, ati by the way, according to new data from Spotify, men listeners in Kenya have been streaming heartbreak songs at a higher rate compared to female, and I'm like, and this is like 107% to ladies, which is 105%.
Yo.
I was asking myself, guy, you know, mekatu chini, you're like, Tate McRae, you broke me first.
Kwanza wimbo vile ilitoka kwanza.
Oh my god. And I mean,
hey,
it is a chance.
Unazalia, by the way.
And the way it is, by the way, ata kwanza ikuangia na any, there's no beat that is like, it's just, So you just there, when I feel,
I love the bass. The bass is just boom, boom.
So like, reality is just there, but they feel.
Why?
Let it get, oh no, please digest. Let it get into your skull. Because,
oh yeah, imagine, so sad you go heartbroken after Yesu. Yeah. I'm a shameless advertiser of Jesus.
Please support us.
Yeah.
And you know the 10 most streamed heartbreak songs in our country right about now?
Yeah.
Is number one by Lewis Capaldi,
yeah.
Someone You Loved. Hey. Then we have Say You Won't Let Me Go by James Arthur.
Hey.
Let Me Down Slowly by Alec Benjamin.
Wow.
I'm telling you, yani na hizo zote ni wanaume wamekaa tu.
I've been,
there are these three, top three in Kenya.
Mm.
Lovely, which featured Khalid.
Mm.
Then What Was I Made For? From Barbie. And then When the Party Is Over. Yeah, exactly. So you imagine, you see with that song, the way you're singing it, I've been in a room where people are like, mwanaume sa unasikizaje hizi vitu. But wako, sasa sai wanaume wamekaa na maufa, make 100%. Barbie.
Maybe that was an iconic movie. I'm so nice. I was so happy. Okay, as somebody who watched like all the Barbie movies. And then every year,
yes,
my sister and I go back
like
to watch all the movies again together.
Yeah.
Like when we're home for the holidays.
Yeah.
So sorry to really to watch Barbie and the Barbie and Rapunzel. Barbie as Rapunzel, Barbie and the Nutcracker,
yep.
Barbie and the Who, Barbie and the What, Barbie and the Where,
yeah.
All of them. We rewatch them like
all the time.
I'm a huge Barbie fan. I grew up with Barbie. I remember the first time, my first instance of like stage fright,
because
I had really bad stage fright when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I decided we had a wherever we were living,
mm-hmm.
we had a key party for us and our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happened. Yeah, so like I said, oh, mm-hmm. everybody will come and present their talent.
Yeah.
We show them our talent. Mm-hmm. So, our talent, yangu ni kuimba. But yeah, ni muimbani.
Yep, Peggy's an upcoming artist. Very soon, very she will soon. Be on the Grammy billboard.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. Look out.
Look out. Open. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, we sing songs.
Yeah.
Like, Zenyez Natubamba. Mm-hmm. Okay, like... Mufanye tu kwenye brasaka.
Yeah.
So kila mtu anakuja na presentation yake hiyo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So mine was a song from Barbie mm-hmm. and the Diamond Castle. Mm-hmm. So that song is called Two Voices, One Song. And yeah. It's so nice. I was in love with it. I was obsessed with it.
Ah.
Because I see kwa na simu your time. Mm-hmm. So unaona kwa simu ya mama yako unacheza YouTube, unacheza mara mingi.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I like the lyrics. Mm-hmm. The day came. Hey.
Ah, superstar presenter.
I don't know. And then I think around that time, my mom had traveled to Rwanda.
Yeah.
She came back with this clothing of theirs, their traditional clothing. It's Mshanana.
Mm-hmm.
So she came back with the Mshanana. I'm there with my Mshanana. But then yeah. Search what Mshanana is. Mm-hmm. And we get that with Julie. Educate yourself.
Anyway. Oh my god.
So then my kamshanana, my green shanana.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, alafu nifika hapo mbele, I sing the whole song so nicely. My voice is just going the way I want it to go.
Melodious.
But then, Africa's at the end.
Kuna bat.
And I got so scared.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up so I avoid people's eye contact. And then
please don't tell me you cried.
I cried.
Oh, Jesus.
I cried. I produced two voices, one song. I started crying. So now my dad just carried me. We went back to the house.
Baby pig.
Guy. It was so bad. I was like the, my neighborhood's meme for like the next... But like the next 3 or 4 years, people usually like
they were looking at. Well,
what I said, what did you say? Your instant. You know, children are wicked.
Yeah.
Please, if you want to maintain your self esteem,
yes.
Not include children.
They will kill you. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my instance in stage fright. But also speaking of. Stage fright and performing and performances. Thames has just bought a football club or bought ownership.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay. Thames, you have decided you want to do the stuff?
She has decided to make her money work for her. And I'm so happy for her personally.
Yeah.
But me, I'm very, very happy because it proves that We just need to work well on mm-hmm. the things that we like. Ileki to make bamba, we try to do the best.
Yeah,
alafu itajipa.
Ukombele baadaye. Yeah,
itajipa. So now she's co-owning like this football club
mm-hmm. with San Diego,
with other like famous like people.
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy called Juan. Mm-hmm. Juan. What's the second name? But this Juan guy.
this Juan guy, whose second name is Mekata Kukuza. Yeah.
He was a World Cup winner.
Oh.
Yeah, he was mm-hmm. World Cup. Then there's other wonderful lady
yeah.
in the entertainment space. Her mm-hmm. name is Issa Rae.
Yeah.
And I know you guys know her.
Ah, we know her.
If you don't know her,
please.
She wrote. And I think she was directing and producing also mm-hmm. for Insecure.
Yeah.
And they also had another movie, Metokea Juzi Juzi, Kiki Palmer and Caesar. Mm-hmm. It came out. It's called One of Them Days. I've not watched the movie yet.
Yeah, I haven't, but I've also heard of it.
Yeah. It's been really, like, popular. Yeah. So also Issa Rae also has ownership in that club that mm-hmm. James has invested in. And it just proves that Africa, we can invest mm-hmm. in whichever vehicles we like,
yeah.
just as long as we find the income that is enough mm. to generate, like, to put a pesa kutosha ku invest in the things that, to let a pesa zaidi.
Yeah.
So the people who took care of this transaction, when it's a PAVE investment,
mm-hmm.
and they are an African investment group
mm-hmm.
that helped in Kuleta NBA, the NBA basketball to Africa, like NBA Africa. So yeah, you should. And Thames is not the only African woman to own a football club. There's another one who 10 months ago, her name is Eniola Aluko. She's also Nigerian. And she owns an Italian club. She used to play for England though, because they moved to England after she was born in Nigeria. But we all know Thames is also Nigerian. I think she's the first African woman to own a football club in America. Not the first woman completely. And then Eniola is the first woman to own. I don't know if she's the first to own in Europe, but she owns now the Italian club.
Yeah.
I think it's FC Como. So you are to a footer. Get your ladies to invest in instead of Kurua Jasi. One year to a club. At a baby. Your standards. Aim for higher.
And people, we still have more dope conversations coming up, but let me tell you, we have already told you, but by the way, wasewa futa, jana wasewa Chelsea, please. Ulirudi kwa nyumba umejam. Juli chapwa 3-0. So now work hard. You very soon, you know, itapata demi yako na watakuwa na own your Chelsea.
Okay, speaking of Chelsea, there's this other owner, he's some Russian guy. He used to own Chelsea. What's his name again? I think it's something of each. He had to sell Chelsea. I don't remember the story clearly, but I know he's a billionaire, and he's also one of those people they call oligarchs. Like they control how things run in an economy. So basically, this guy bought Chelsea, and then now he's had to sell it again because I don't know alipatikana kama shida gani. But that Movich guy, I've forgotten his.
Abramovich.
Yes.
He's a Russian.
But he's the guy who like built Chelsea, by the way.
Yeah.
Alejandra Chelsea forever. I think at the time when he was investing, it was the highest a person had ever invested in a football club.
Yeah.
Alikuwa anapenda futa sana. Oh, he's still alive, by the way.
Tuache kusema Ali.
Sio Ali. Like, aqua life.
Yeah.
You can read more on his life.
Pale, online. They are there, people.
Yeah, or you listen to, there's this podcast named Good Bad Billionaire. Yeah. Or by the BBC.
Yeah.
I think that's what I heard about him. And I was like, oh, interesting guy.
Yeah. And still on that, I think it's also good that before we get into the music, that we also tell people that it is also good to think about yourself. I'm still on this heartbreak, manenos and Valentine's. Recently, someone texted me and asked me since about these people when you're on a post too. This is what he said. Sasa hawa watu wenye wanapost hizi vitu wamekosa kazi, because clearly in relationships, if people haven't decided they want to move on together, it's not a relationship. And this is why we are seeing ladies scratching out the hair and, you know, undressing people on the streets, and I'm like,
but then, you know, I think I've learned recently about guys. Maybe from experience, I'll leave that to you to guess whether it's from experience or not.
Peggy,
men can talk to different people that they are interested at the same time.
Yeah,
but women don't. Like when a woman is talking to you, let me say some, but most. Most ladies, when they're talking to you, they're only talking to you, like, na focus on
where
it's just you. So, na boy mwingine, ni wewe na saka sa. And then, if it doesn't work out, like, I have to grieve.
Imagine.
Alafu, nianze kutafuta sa mtu mwingine.
Yeah.
But for guys, they can have, like, in the talking stage, that is, women can have just, like, most women prefer to have one talking stage, and then they keep that talking stage until they evolve something else.
Yeah.
But for guys, they can have like multiple people. Like mko wasichana wanne. Mnaongelesha the same time. Like, wote, njini wote mko talking stage.
Na ni mtu mmoja.
Labda two of those ladies wanapatana sasa, you know, that's my man. Hajai sema he's your man, hajai confess his feelings, hajai, yani tu muko, you're just flirting.
Yeah, na mko tu hapo. Sasa shida ni ile siku watapatana,
watapatana wanavutana nywele, na kumbe the guy didn't even say anything.
Ati I have someone else or anything. Yeah, oh,
by the way, if a man doesn't tell you ati, oh, I want you to be my girlfriend, Ivo, if he does not spell it out like that, please, you're not his girlfriend. No matter what he says,
you're just like there, by the way. You're feeling space.
Kama hajai kuambia, by the way. Si ati, anakuja tu kwa nyumba yako, ama anakukujia hostel, unaona mnazunguka, mnazunguka, you think you're dating.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised.
Ole wako.
Sikutambuliza, what?
Who is this?
I thought you were just friends. Meanwhile, you've invested your heart every...
It is bad. So, make wise decisions out there.
Yeah. Until a guy says, you are my girl, I want you to be my girlfriend, you'll be my girlfriend. Until he asks you that question, you are not his girlfriend. Do not assume. Utalia juice.
People, we still have more dope conversations coming up, but when we come back, kirudi kwanza stories zimeshika kushika vibaya sana. Right about now, let's get into some vibes. Hey, it's Mario and Pierre. The song is called Nairobi. Peggy, when we come back, Sibado tuko na exhaust. We are exhausted.
Nairobi. 2015 kibaridi cha asubuhi kijua fani sio kikali saa 5 Nairobi 2015 nikamchagua yeye katikati ya wenzake watano. Nikamuomba kaniomba namba moyoni Mungu nikampa moja. She's my number 1. Nikamuomba kaniomba namba, moyoni mwangu nikampa moja. Now she's my number 1. Yani namaanisha kwamba ndo tushawana. Tushawana. Ndo tushawana. Tulipatana bongo Mikocheni kozangu bichi na lopepo wa bahari. Alinipita kama meli, anayumba yumba akidondosa kishenzi. Oh, Mikocheni kamfuata utadhani zombi. Habari gani bona uko lonely? Jina ni gani akasema Zari. Nkamwambia aje,
aje.
Kamwambia kwangu ni kwake. Nimshike wapi ndio aje? Taka moyo wangu we wake. Watangu sana wakitania tutachana, mina yeye tumeshaivana na ichapo siku na mchana. Yani namaanisha kwamba ndio tushawana. Tushawana na yeye san mi tunaye.
Tushawana.
Tushawana na yeye san mi tunaye.
No, tushawana.
Tulipatana bongo, mwenzako, imagine. So, let your love story be like Vile Bien and Mario are singing right about now. The song is Nairobi. Usikuwe tu, ulipatwa tu na una flow with the vibe. No! Wee, Hey, my name is Kansai Emmanuel.
And I'm Peggy Rasiga.
Msijali guys, Valentine's imetuendea vizuri. Nile tu tunasikia tu kuwachomea wenye mlipa mnavurutana manywele. And I trust you, mimi sitaogopa kukuchekelea.
Yeah.
So there's a ridiculous story that I saw online, Peggy.
Yeah.
Ati a man was literally swallowed by a humpback whale and then spit him out.
Yeah, I also saw this video. It happened in, I think, Chile.
Yeah,
so this guy just... I woke up about yake too. And then all of a sudden, this
nigga, this nigga in the water who says, ah, you bro, you look tasty, so come here. Kuingia kwa mdomo ikafeel easy vibes.
Najua my grandfather's been telling this story from Jonas days. Is this what? That's, we don't know what samakili so ili meza Jonah. But maybe this is like the grandchild of that ski fish, and it's just come back to live out its destiny. Kameza huyo mtu kasema, wow,
I am officially fulfilled
the prophecy. And they said I would come back. But yeah, be whatever bombarded me about the video, which was kind of scary for whoever was there.
Yeah.
Was okay, me, I've been kind of learning Spanish. And so it's the way, I don't know, the accents in any bamba too.
Yeah.
So it's just like after he was spit out, the person who was helping him, and who also happened to record it. Was like, oh, tranquilo. Like, calm down.
I'm chill.
Like, chill. So now instead of telling people chill, I'll just be like, tranquilo. Huh? Yeah. It's just, yeah.
And you know, something that also got me is the way this guy was explaining to BBC.
Yeah.
He's like, ato, bro, umetoka kumezwa. How tense?
What are tense?
Fact,
see, I'm a survive. What are tense?
But if it were you, Peggy, I'm sure you could be drowning in tears. Ungeongeza tears kwa hiyo ocean. Maji ingeja.
Lakini ningekuwa nimecontribute to... Ningekuwa niwasaidia mambo ya global warming. Si mnasema maji inaisha. Nalia na waongeze.
Too many movies for us. Too many movies for us. But apart from that, last week we also had the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which Kendrick Lamar performed. It was what can I say? It was just great.
It was so okay. First of all, it was petty.
Oh my, Peggy.
I'm not saying it in a bad way. It doesn't just imagine. It is true. It's petty. Because this
Jesus
man,
Christ.
No, it's true. It's petty. The whole show was petty.
First of all,
he's attacking the American government in that presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, Drake still gets jabs from that same presentation. Two of his exes are present in that presentation. Surely.
I know like this guy has issues with Drake, and they're there by bringing where kwani unajuaje letter Jackson hapo perform because of
Trump.
No,
it's the interpretation. No. Alisema, oh, you've not watched those TikTok videos that are explaining these things, Buana. They're saying like when he started the performance, he said 40 acres and a mule, this is bigger than music. If 40 acres and a mule was a promise that was given to black American slaves, that they be given 40 acres and a mule in BCG, like, your time, your independence, but they wanted to give, they didn't keep their promise.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is bigger than music, and the president of the United States of America was there.
He had to prove a point. He's the symbol of national unity. No. Trump is the bigger person in the United States.
Yes.
If he cannot act like the bigger person, what a apashwe. What a tu apashwe. By then, Kendrick Lamar, congratulations. Wherever you are, saini ngekua tu karibu na wewe, I could have given you a high fist. Sindio.
What?
Just as I okay, personally I okay. I'm not saying to Alianza, no problem. No problem. No
I'm not saying there's a problem. It is like that is his artistry.
In this but he's season, not petty.
In the, he is petty. He is petty. If you decide, surely can say it's like it's like for example, if somebody breaks your laptop or something, and now you just go about like every time to say me, and this is the person you live with in the house, let's say it's your sister.
Yeah,
they break your laptop.
Hey,
your sister breaks your laptop.
Wow.
Kimeumana.
Ha,
mnaishi nyumba moja.
Kimeumana sasa.
Every time she's gotten a new phone, let's say for example.
Yeah.
Haya. Every time she gets a
I see where you're going.
Unavunja screen all the time. But she never does to like she always can say akishika simu yangu
and lazima aivunje
on purpose. Like akijam and akishika simu yangu they rush her, they pasua. See what is that?
Please can you try that? Please
my what is that? That's being petty. This man is also being petty. And he is justified in his own way,
where?
According to his interpretation, to be petty.
Hey, Peggy. Yeah. What did Kendrick Lamar do?
He didn't do anything. I'm not against him.
But?
That's the thing. Okay. You're misunderstanding me. I'm not saying he's petty because I'm against. I'm saying he's petty because he is. Yo, Umekosananam too. You make a song about him. You sing it everywhere. You know they're going to sue you.
Yeah.
After that,
yeah,
they might sue you.
Mm-hmm.
You still perform that very song that could make you be sued.
Yeah.
You get two of his ex-girlfriends to perform. Mm-hmm. You, buana. Me, I think what I'm learning is don't mess with that man. Like, if you have a problem with Kendrick, solve it mapema.
Before
he creates a record and he wins Grammys for it. And he wins Grammys for
so
it.
You're saying
and you have to listen to that song over and over because it's trending. Please.
Let me tell you something.
Keep your peace. But also keep it.
Hey,
if you want a masterclass in pettiness, you just look to that, by the way.
You look for
look at that whole situation. I have not really sat down and really analyzed the way some people on the internet have analyzed that whatever.
That whole scenario.
Yeah. But bro, Mimi, as far as I'm concerned, yeah. But it's also, it still shows how good of an artist he is. Like, he's still being petty, but or two, his rhymes are killing it.
Yeah.
His lines are clean, like...
He's doing it. He's making it out here.
Yeah, but as well as that, he's also fighting for his country in the process.
Yeah.
And his people and his culture. So,
we might as just deal with it.
Congrats to him. Like, yeah.
Hey, I wanted... Okay, she has said congrats to you, Kendrick Lamar. But apart from that, we did see performances. We did see the Jackson. She danced.
Yeah.
It was so nice. I like the way she was... It was... Hey! And I think for... We never expected many people to come and perform. Mm-hmm. Like, we never expected to see all those faces in just that half time.
Mm.
And it kind of was a good experience for me. Me kwanza mimi nilijibamba. Guys, wacha sana niwape jaba. I was there. Where are you doing that?
Mm.
Where are you doing that?
Where were you there?
So I was there.
Where?
There. Where the NFL game was being played, I was. Yeah. I was, and you cannot believe I was there. Okay. Rasika. I was there. Mm-hmm. I liked the part where Caesar and Kendrick Lamar were performing.
Yeah.
The vibe. They were just... It was just vibing.
Yeah.
It was just it. If you could see the way she was dancing. It was just...
Yeah.
It was
me,
good.
What bambad me? Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if it will bamba other people. But it's because the people who won the NFL...
Yeah.
Were the Philadelphia Eagles,
mm-hmm.
and they've been appearing in one of the series I've been watching.
Yeah,
about Elementary,
mm-hmm.
bro. I was just like, wow, like I can understand what's actually kind of happening here.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But now that I think we've cemented that I do not, in fact, have anything against Kendrick.
She still has issues.
No, she does. That is an accusation that Kansai is making.
No. How can no? She does.
So we shall move on because if I continue to speak on this topic, I might throw a rock. throw a rock at this this vibes master, whatever.
But anyway, people, I mean, Peggy, it was nice. I mean,
Sijakata. End of story.
Now, wait, no.
Now, I've also been thinking about how we should support like older creators on social media platforms, like on TikTok or anywhere, like across the world, because these are people who are learning new things, so that they can reach out to us younger people and even people their age. So, hey, like there's this show, she's like, Grandma, do you want fries? I didn't even know. And she's like, yo.
And she's old. You sent me that clip and I was like, oh my god, Peggy, really?
She's so cute.
Is she doing this?
She's so cute.
Is she doing
if
this?
If she's creating more content, please guys support her, because we need to keep that woman alive for as long as possible. And also this other page I've been following, it's called Living Word. He's an Anglican priest from is it Zambia, Zimbabwe? I'm not sure. But every day, like not every day, but he's been posting consistently. He has like almost 2K followers, and this man has been posting consistently, like to educate people on the word of God.
Yeah.
And yo, he's at episode 660 something. I was like, this is the consistency I need in my life. Like, wow. Like, they're actually out here creating content that will help us improve in one way or another. And there are so many others. So go check out any old creators.
Yeah.
Okay, old is actually experienced and seasoned in life. Yeah. Experience and seasoned in life. You might actually learn a lot.
By the way,
learning a lot on that side of TikTok and Instagram, by the way.
By the way, send it to TikTok kuona vile kina Ajib Gadoni wanajua kutingisha.
Oi.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Did I say anything
wrong? Moving on quickly.
Did I say anything wrong?
So, also on my random musings on TikTok and Instagram. Okay, social media. And there's also this, not even say, oops, I'm ready. Ana dancing like Mapangale and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He's also been imitating like Ethiopia. Why when you put your makeup on you don't look the same? Like you upside and Ibamba. So after quote videos I feel like a lot.
Yeah.
Now I found myself on like Ethiopian or Habesha side of TikTok.
Yeah.
So now this dance of theirs in the shoulders, it's called the Eskista. That one, it's native to like Niwatu Fulani, a group in Ethiopia, and it's the Amhara people.
Yeah,
so they dance their shoulders and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's so cool. Like, that's their culture, and we should learn more about African countries. Please, we cannot know about America
if we do,
and we don't know about our neighbor. Way. And we don't know about our neighbor.
Yeah, I'm sure. Like for dances, like who najua kama?
Me najua kayo ya Eskista. This is other one for the Sudanese one. Now then they dance with their necks.
Yeah.
Yo, like you guys should see it. Like their necks and their knees. Those knees. I could put my life on their knees and I would survive. Like. Like, hey, the stamina.
Zina zipeleka.
There's that one. There's other one from the Tigrinya people in Eritrea.
Yeah.
If you don't know these people, go research. Ujue isi vitu. Siwe titu unanyua watu wa kwenu. Ama watu kalimu na kwenu. Please. Please.
Eh?
No other people.
All right.
So,
all right.
Like the Tigrinya from Eritrea. Those have that is called, I think, Kuda. Also, you can check out Oromo people, because not all people who live in the Horn of Africa, pardon. Like, yo, see, not just the Horn of Africa. Listen, my SST. Yo, yeah, Rivers, Jane, in the ocean.
We know. know that. And I, you know, like, kind of went to Kwango, like, Penny,
can you please tunga for us a song for my mommy?
Yeah, kwa na yonini yo CD ya mawimbo ilikuwa CD.
We used to watch them in the library.
Eh, alafu mnashika hizo wimbo.
Ukiingia tu kwa exam ni kuimba tu.
Eh, sasa kuna siku mnakumbuka the Horn of Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so kwa the Horn of Africa, there are different subsets of people. It's not only Somali people who live there.
Yeah.
And there are Amhara people, mm-hmm. there are Tigrinya people. Mm-hmm. You can go and read more, eh?
Yeah.
Be enlightened. Yeah. So, you know, do not be selectively ignorant. On this podcast, we should advocate for that. Go be educated. Kwanza wenajua wengi wenye ni university students. Wewe kasi yako ni kukram before the exam na hata what a shame.
Ushaanza. Jesus what? Jesus Christ. Utafanya nini? My roads. My roads.
My shewa.
So you see, like for me, guys, tumepashwa. Hata mimi nilikuwa
na draft. Na isukuti, and he, even here in Kenya, isukuti dance. Which other dance do you do in Kenya?
Ango Kanaya.
Sure. You know,
it is a dance.
African.
Mapangalei. We have the Maasai. Yeah. In Itwanga, there's a specific name they give to this Maasai dance.
Yeah,
we also have the Kikuyus. They go, there's this dance that they usually dance here.
Yeah,
guys, we have already been told.
There's so many dances.
Tusikwe watu wa chat GPT last minute ku cram.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Dikianza story ya chat GPT, Peggy will remember whatever she was scolding us about.
Yeah.
Sasa sitaki ya kubuke.
Na nianze tena.
Naanze tena. Yeah. And speaking of kukumbuka, today is also the A... You, the African Union election, chairmanship elections.
Yeah.
You guys, well, I think you're to. Should we hold that thought and come and talk about it next?
Me, I tell you, let's not even hold that thought. Let's just not talk about it.
Let's not just talk about it.
You guys watch the news, they will tell you.
Please, what watch the news. Because yeah. Leo, kuna watu wanaweza kosa.
Talk about the fire. So let's check it out.
When we come back, people, we'll be talking much more. Remember, the hashtag is UnityRadio254.
Hashtag Peggy and Kansai.
Yes. Or you can catch us also at Unity Scoop. Uko Kwote. Ah, we want to see what you people are saying. And plus, next week, we'll be having an engagement session, right?
Yes.
We're planning on ways that we can bring you guys on board. So that you can tell us, unataka sasa nini happening for sure. You know, trying to, unaitangaje hiyo kitu? Sensitization, something like that. Yeah, we are trying to improve on our tactics. Ndio tukuguze wewe mwenye usomi wewe.
English.
Ouch. Guys, I never saw that coming.
Hey.
Ati nini?
Akuna.
Okay.
Twende kwa music.
If this world were mine.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. It's a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. All day, she only do what she know. We can skid a poppin' on the low. It's coming for sure. If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything.
But it's once you win, once
you. If this world
it go in, when you ride it, door slow. Maybe you will stop, strike, go. And I'm with you, everything goes.
On the low, better days coming for sure.
Your time, I turn it off just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off just so I can turn you on, baby. Weekends get popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
Welcome back to Unity Radio 2.4. The show is what, Peggy?
You may jump.
Peggy, the show is the hotspot. So she's apparently mad because we were still going on with the conversation about Kendrick Lamar when you guys were busy listening to him and Caesar. The song is called Luther. And people,
imagine anani accused. Sijasema ni artist mbaya. Nimesema tu he's petty.
Ela sasa.
Ata sasa nimechoka. Maliza hiyo peke yako.
Ah, yeah. Guys, someone's mad because
maybe. Tadi pejam, utafanya nini?
So, people, the next conversation will just touch on the Gen Zs and how brands are engaging Gen Zs. Peggy, are you listening to this? And apparently, Gen Zs are not easy to fit. And the generation is tech-savvy, you know? Socially conscious and highly discerning when it comes to brand interactions. You get me? Apparently, kuna mucho anaagaria kado sai. I'm going to switch off your mic.
You switch.
Like, for
switch
real.
Switch it off. Switch it off.
Ah, okay, Peggy, nitakuchezea kagoma kako next. Are you happy now?
No.
It's you retract who made statement. Me think that.
Retract your statement.
I don't see what you're saying, Kendrick Lamar is petty.
Lord.
That is like saying he's not, you're like criticizing him.
I'm not criticizing, it's just the truth.
No.
It's the truth. It's the
apparently, this conversation needs to continue on our socials.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a good idea because look up here. You can be slammed.
No, I'm not saying what I've not said.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying that this man is a bad artist. He's a good artist.
The
That's
best
true.
Rapper.
That is true.
The best rapper.
That is true.
Say
he's
it.
A good rapper.
The best.
The best.
Yes.
The best. Basi, I'm not refused
mm-hmm.
that. He's like he's a good lyricist. That uh-huh. is for sure. Vile anajua ku nini? Ku tengeneza hizo mafitu za rap.
Yes.
Tengeneza. Jasema ni mbaya. But like the mindset he went into akiandika some of these songs was to get back at someone publicly.
Wow.
And he's been milking that reaction mm-hmm. of the song everywhere. And everyone in the world is following suit. What do you call that, if not being petty?
She won. So, I'm retracting my statement.
Yes, retracting statement.
Guys, I'm officially retracting my statement. Peggy yes. has no issue with Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
It is...
He can continue to make his music the way he pleases. But that does not refute the fact that he is...
Petty.
Petty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
okay.
can be petty and good. And,
wow.
And you move on with your life. Do I advocate for pettiness? That's
no.
a story for another day. Yeah.
Did I advocate for pettiness? Anyway, people, we were still on this story about how brands are engaging Gen Z.
Yeah.
And this Gen Z's value on authenticity, humor, interactivity,
yeah.
and brands that align with their personal values.
Yes.
And with this, it makes this brand get a very clear characteristic and of how crucial and effective they can use these people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So by reading this article, I got to see how different brands, through understanding how us as the Gen Zs, mjipikie makofi parimuko, tuneza, we can be used for something creative, something that brings change.
Yes.
And it's It's very big, by the way. Mm-hmm. I was reading this article by Davis Changalwa, mm-hmm. and I was like, okay.
Yeah, that is true, because you see, like, Safaricom have this thing called, what's it called?
Mm-hmm.
I've forgotten. My goodness. Yeah, I've remembered. You know, it was Gen Z offers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have Gen Z offers for data and, yeah, and yeah. minutes and messages.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now, they're very considerate, by the way, to the Gen Z for years. Like, they've understood what sites people are. Like, unaweza pata bundle ya TikTok tu peke yake.
Yeah.
A bundle ya YouTube, a bundle ya, eh. So they are really trying to engage with us.
Yeah, and you see, yeah. with this, many brands are actually shifting from traditional marketing tactics. And they are to creative, experience-driven campaigns that foster genuine connections.
Yeah.
And this is by the something that I've seen a lot of brands are really celebrating these Gen Zs.
Yeah.
Because napata, most of them are on TikTok, most of them are on Instagram. Yeah. But so you see, if you give them these platforms and tell them this is what you want you to do and this,
yeah.
you see at a web by the you by the end of the day benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not only to same attitude, and over the years, successful campaigns have demonstrated the power of personalization and relevance.
Mm-hmm.
One notable example is the Share a Coke campaign.
Which
yes.
Yeah, I remember it. They wanna tell your name. See okay. you.
Yeah.
You can dina coke boss. Ah la 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 la. I used to know my name. None of Excuse me, Coca-Cola. Thank you, actually. I have childhood trauma because of you.
And
my name
mm-hmm.
my name is Louise Peggy Rasiga. There was never a Louise bottle for Coca-Cola. I looked for them. There was no Rasiga.
Yeah.
And there was no Peggy.
But there was Louise.
There wasn't.
Guys, my name is Emmanuel Kansai Masende. Emmanuel Zilikua. But sasa me, I don't want. I want mine. Right, Kansai. Bring those moments back.
And like Japan, utapata ya kwa tafadhali. Mimi hata Peggy. Peggy.
Guys, we are she officially marketed my name.
Hey.
You know, Kansai.
Yeah.
The Japanese name.
Excuse me, Coca-Cola. If you are listening, please. Unitengeneze tu moja yangu tu. Yani kutuliza moyo.
Kutuliza moyo, kutoa trauma ya childhood.
Kutoa trauma ya childhood.
I'm sure ulipata yenye iko na Sophia, yenye iko na Bob, yenye iko na nani, but you never found one that is Peggy or Rasiga. Then you were like, "Aki Coca-Cola, why are you chukiari me now?"
I was just a baby. I didn't deserve to go through that.
Another one is the Captain Morgan's campaign, mm-hmm. Which featured diverse persons in its bottles,
mm-hmm.
tapping from Gen Z's desire for self-expression. I was like,
yeah.
And there's this one that even caught my eye. And remember, they also tried introducing it here in Kenya,
mm-hmm.
but for a reason, sijui mbona wako introduce.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was being used in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
Ilia Cadbury, hashtag say it with PS. Campaign, we successfully leveraged user-generated content,
mm-hmm.
resonating with Gen Z's desire for authenticity and relatable messages.
Yeah.
Iye kwanza ya, imagine sasa ati chocolate sa iwa amue,
mm-hmm.
wanataka if you go open that chocolate, there's a voucher in that chocolate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then you see your name over there, ume scratch. Then you know that wewe ndo umeshinda hii wiki, you're a 1 million winner. Cadbury, please. Unajua hell bitaisha. So, chezeni tuka nyinyi.
Yeah, yeah.
Turudishe hizi moments.
Acha mnaweza tu sponsor ka podcast. Acha nikata.
Si hatuwezi kata. We'll make sure that you guys. Watu watanunua hizo vitu.
Yeah.
Watanunua baka.
You know they say you never know who's listening. So.
Yeah, you never know.
Whoever is listening.
Tafadhali.
Yeah, we are open.
We are open.
For sponsorships.
Another thing, Gen Z consumers don't make purchase decisions solely based on price or product features.
Yeah.
Instead, they are drawn to brands that consistently engage them through storytelling, creativity, and social relevance.
Yeah.
I remember there's a time, Chukua Selfie. Do you remember that ad? Ilenye, Fenagitu, and other poor thing. Let's come cool, get down. Something like that.
Yeah.
Chukua Selfie.
Was it for... Ilukwa ya Chrome or Ilukwa ya Simu Infinix?
No,
I don't remember.
But they partnered up with one of these.
Or it was Monster.
What I know is that they were in partnership with one of these alcohol selling brands. I don't remember which one, but they were in partnership with them. And that's really, by that time I remember it really boosted their sales. Atakama mwezi kubali, we normally kula pesa hiyo time, vipaya sana. You see, this is, Gen Z's by they are really useful. So msionage tu kama watu kazi yao ni kukaa tu kwa screens na kuwatch Netflix from morning to evening. Unaweza maliza series kama tatu in a day. They can really be innovative. Moreover, Gen Z's appreciate brands that align with their values, such as the sustainability, inclusivity, and mental wellness being exemplified.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I can say here, I think there's this brand, your girls.
Yeah.
Girl Power, I must join it. They usually air their shows on KTN.
Oh, when I saw yo, I know it. Because when they were launching it.
Yeah.
What's her name? Why am I not remembering you things today?
I don't know.
Additionally, this Kenyan artist, she's a very nice songstress.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Kahu. My lord.
But as long as you know the show, it's great. I've seen how they market. Because
I remember the song. I believe.
It will be very weird if I sing that song. So you see, for that, what I can say about that is that, you see the way these girls came together, and different brands saw what they were trying to bring out, you know? And through that, they decided to sponsor them, you know? They started making it public that girls should not feel demoralized when they buy sanitary pads. Girls should not feel left out when they want to, like, have some way of expressing themselves, maybe through their art, through their businesses. And through that, I saw a lot of youth coming up and expressing themselves in a way that was so open. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name. You see, my hair is just not.
It's more. Not bang. Should I bang it? Should I? You know,
what?
Should I give you a tap? Maybe. What? Maybe it will come. What? I'm not saying that from a bad point of view, guys. She's trying to make me look evil. I think she's not gotten over the. You know.
Yeah, Karun. Her name is Karun.
That is the guy. The lady who sang the song. But as Peggy remembers, something else that I've also seen here is that consistent and authentic storytelling that resonates with Gen Z's daily struggles, aspirations, and humor builds deeper connections, as seen in the Nikes, you know, that brand, where Nike. It says, you can't stop us campaign. Like that time, Nike ilifanyanga job.
Yeah, it's called Sky Girls. I remember. Sorry.
Yeah, Sky Girls. Do you remember now how they were doing their thing?
Yeah, the song was called True to Me. Yo. I wanted to be a Sky Girl, but
and for some reason you might be asking why all this matters.
Yes.
Why? Because Gen Z is not just another consumer demographic. They are cultural trendsetters.
Yes.
With immense spending power and influence.
Yeah.
And brands that fail to connect with them in authentic and creative ways risk being overlooked.
Yeah.
So guys, to succeed, global strategy firm McKinsey advises brands must go beyond selling products, and they must create experiences, foster communities, and champion causes that resonate with this generation. So kitaka, if you want, by the vitenge, by the very soon, I've seen, but I'm also seen in many of these youth forums. Vitenge ndo zinatembea sana, by the way. And this is just because, you see, they have made the youth see that this, by the way, is important. Now the Gen Z's have said, let's wear these things and go out there and have some fun. Ama niaje. Yeah, people. Peggy, we want to get back in the music.
Yeah.
And you still don't want to talk. Ah! By the way,
Nime talk.
Should we remind them? By the way, we are in Black Africa. We are in Black... Black what? It's something called Blacks. About Blacks.
Black History Month.
Yes, we are in Black History Month.
Yeah.
So
for Black people. But does it apply for us since we're African?
I am Black.
But you're African.
I am celebrating. I am Black.
But you're African.
What does Black mean to you, Kiskia Black?
Black?
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo. Like, Black is not... What do you say?
He's not a what?
No. Nikisema itatoka vibaya.
Sema tu.
Hapana. Watch it. Let me go do my research before I start spewing.
Spewing?
Information on this platform.
People.
Yeah.
Since we are still in the heartbreak. No. I am not going there. I'm not going there, guys. I'm just saying, I have to rudi kwa mapenzi. We want to get back in the music. But people, when we come back, we'll be talking matters, other stuff, including today's EPL matches. So don't go anywhere. You just stay there. Right about now, here is Dixney. The song is Uncle Pele. When we come back, we'll be giving you all these good conversations. I'm a niyaja.
Sensation.
That point of the show where we just have to leave and love you guys, Ama.
Yeah.
This is where now we say, see ya.
Yeah. That's, say adios.
We need to come up with new signing off. Like, adios. I've watched many Spanish movies.
Yeah. Umezo adios sana.
Please. Mm. I'm a professional in that sector.
Sorry. What?
So people. One thing we can promise you is that from next week, we'll be having new initiatives in the show.
Yeah.
We are planning on big things for you, including how we will bring you people on board to ensure that we, you know, and Masai Mara University officially has a new government.
Oh, you guys did fight. Ulinisikiza.
Did you say you guys? You guys is who?
Si wenye walisikiza.
Apparently, Victor Muema and his Voka team, they took it. So, on Tuesday, they will be having the swearing-in ceremony and everything, and they'll finally start doing their work.
Yeah.
Peggy, what do you usually tell them?
Usually tell who?
The government.
Oh, the government. Yeah. The student government.
Yeah.
That they lead, like, they fulfill their promises now. By the way, fulfill your promises.
Yeah, you have no choice.
To the people,
mm-hmm.
You have no choice but to fulfill them.
Yeah, you have no choice.
And if you choose not to, bad lot, bad lot, tutakupasha.
Tuko tu next year na wewe.
Tuko tu next year na wewe.
Pampa tu pampa.
Exactly.
Advice
so
taken.
We will be, I think now people are more aware of their political power.
Yeah.
Like, as the people who elect people into power. So, make sure that whatever you do, that you can be kept accountable and go above and beyond for the students of Masai Mara.
Yeah.
Masai Mara University is an institution with great talent and with great minds, and we should not let the things that make us different divide us.
Yeah.
It should bring us together.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd just like to tell the government. And congratulations.
Yeah, it's not easy, by the way, for you to be there.
Yeah.
So the students made the right choice. Let us hope.
Yeah.
Right?
And
we are so grateful to all the students who out there upheld for peace, who are championing for peace in all corners.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you so much. Guys, it's time for us to live and love you people.
Yeah.
You know, I usually say live and love because you love them so much. Mm-hmm. I, Pastor Peggy, do you love these people? Are you thinking right now, people?
Thinking,
now we see the people who are not loyal. Do you see how you're not loyal?
Ah.
Yes.
Damn.
I just had to bring it out that way. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Actually, there was no other way I could bring it.
Okay.
Like, you can't. People, my name is Kansai Emmanuel.
And my name is Peggy Rasiga.
And before I leave, if you want to catch our show, you can always catch it pale Unity Media 254.
Yes.
Every Saturday, iko tu pale. Sasa wewe usikose kuenda hapo alafu ukose show, then you'll be like,
Yeah, now circulate it in your groups.
Circulate it in your groups, guys.
Tell your friends to tell your friends to tell your friends, who will tell your other friends, who will tell the friends, who will tell other friends.
Yeah, then.
To listen to our show.
Yes.
Yes.
Because it's for you guys. The show is not ours, it's yours. We want to engage you people as much as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people, we're going to be leaving with a vibe that I know you're going to love. It's by DJ Tunez, Ashanti, and Adin Kule Gold. It's called Energy. Keep enjoying the vibe, Buko. Weekend watch ikubambe. Peggy, sign off for us.
And this has been a wonderful show.
See you next week. Baby, for you.